This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on Curtis Ramsey, patient seen for Dr. Sears. New paragraph, dear Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. This is a 67-year-old male who used to smoke when he was younger. He smoked one pack per day for almost 40 years but quit 20 years ago. He drinks alcohol socially. New paragraph, he has allergy to latex. New paragraph, physical exam. He is 67, sorry, new paragraph, symptoms. The patient comes here with a history of extreme weakness at times. He says he works at Walmart auto department, and after he finishes his shift, he gets tired. This is going on for last 6 months. Past medical history, it includes history of hypertension for last 20 plus years. Patient also has BPH, that is benign prostatic hypertrophy. He is on Tamsulosin. He also has atrial fibrillation, for which he is on Eliquis. The patient now is here because his recent lab showed his hemoglobin to be 11.1, hematocrit was 32.9. New paragraph. Physical exam, he is 67, 5'11", weighing 185, blood pressure 140/86, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. His CBC in March showed hemoglobin of 12.1, creat was 35.7, MCV was 101.4. At the time, his rest of the CBC and CMP was unremarkable. He had another CBC in June, on June 18th, which showed the WBC of 4.8, hemoglobin 11.1, creat was 32.9, MCV 101.2. Rest of the CBC was unremarkable. B12 was normal. Folic acid was normal. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Anemia, macrocytic. Diagnosis 2. A patient had history of DVT. He is on Eliquis now. He also has atrial fibrillation. Diagnosis 3. Easy bruisability. Patient had several bruises all over the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph. Recommendation, will draw CBC, CMP, reticulocyte count. LDH level, B12 and folate level again, and serum iron as well. We'll try to figure out why he's anemic. Most likely it could be because he is on anticoagulation and he frequently bumps into stuff and bleeds in the skin, and that might be one of the reason. Nonetheless, we'll try to figure it out. Thank you. This is a consultation on Curtis Ramsey. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.